Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. On Friday night, August 3rd at 9 o'clock, the Rinalda House Museum of American Art kicks off Cinema Under the Stars, Heroes and Legends outdoor film series with the 1938 Errol Flynn movie The Adventures of Robin Hood. This Oscar-winning classic, along with countless other adventure films that came after it, was greatly influenced by 19th century illustrator Howard Pyle. And at 8 o'clock on Friday, you can find out why during Rinalda's pre-screening talk. It's titled Buried Treasure, Howard Pyle and the Silver Screen, and it'll be given by my guest today, art historian and Wake Forest University professor David Lubin. He's well acquainted with Pyle. Last year, on the 100th anniversary of the artist's death, David was invited to speak at the Delaware Art Museum in Wilmington, Pyle's hometown, and where the largest collection of his work resides.
I had the pleasure, in some ways the pain, of watching lots and lots of movies to prepare this lecture. So I would get hold of every pirate movie I could find, or every version of Robin Hood I could find, or every King Arthur story. But it was only by seeing many, many hours of films and having looked through Pyle's collected works, knew his illustrations backward and forward, then as I'm watching these movies, whether it's from the 1920s or the 1950s or the Johnny Depp movies or the 1990s, 2000s, it was clear that people were taking from Pyle, using his imagery for their set design and their costumes. So in a way, a lot of the research that Hollywood does was by going back to Pyle and using him as the basis. It was only after I had given this lecture in Delaware that the curators of the Delaware Art Museum said, well, you're completely right about Pirates of the Caribbean. The filmmakers actually spent a lot of time going through our archives looking at Pyle's images and illustrations. And if you are able to go to my lecture on Friday night, you'll see some direct comparisons. The way Johnny Depp is made up to look is straight out of Pyle.
What I like so much about events like these is that it gives you a chance to reconnect with the relevance of composers or artists hundreds of years previous and the relevance today here in 2012. Pyle seems like no exception.
Right. Even if something is set back in the past, a movie takes place in the past, it's really about the present day. And it's really interesting to look at the 1938 Robin Hood and think this is a movie set when people were worried about totalitarian regimes coming in Europe and thinking, what can we as Americans do to offset this encroaching threat? And I think that it's helpful to look at Errol Flynn's Robin Hood as sort of an American fantasy of resistance against tyranny. It's also interesting that the whole notion of Robin Hood as somebody who steals from the rich to give to the poor is irrelevant theme today in terms of the 1%, the Occupy movement, but it's also relevant in terms of the Tea Party movement because Robin Hood, after all, is protesting unjust taxation. And so issues of the 1930s, issues of the 1100s, and issues of the 2010s all come together in Howard Pyle's art or in movies like The Adventures of Robin Hood.
My thanks to art historian and Wake Forest University professor David Lubin. You can hear more from our interview this Friday at 1 o'clock during Triad Arts Up Close. On Friday night, August 3rd at 8 o'clock, David will give the pre-screening talk titled Buried Treasure, Howard Pyle and the Silver Screen. Then the Rinalda House Museum of American Art kicks off its Cinema Under the Stars, Heroes and Legends outdoor film series with the 1938 Errol Flynn classic, The Adventures of Robin Hood. You'll find more information about this year's film, Heroes and Legends, and links to Pyle's swashbuckling images on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.